Representatives of 10 different environmental groups gathered at the Fruitville Library to plan strategy for their testimony to the Manatee County Commissioners on September 29th. Mosaic is seeking approval to mine an additional 4,000 acres in the county. The citizens groups believe that, especially in light of the current sinkhole disaster, that approval should be denied. Larry Grossman of the Manatee Sierra Club says the commissioners need to look well beyond the claimed economic benefit of the new mine and examine the public health aspects.
We have seen what happened in Flint, Michigan, with the contamination with lead. Public bodies who are entrusted to protect the public's health can be complicit in doing just the opposite. Now you have a private corporation having the same effect. If not the regulatory agencies, who will protect the public's health and the public's interest?
Grossman points out that the waste material generated by the requested new mine would have to be dumped on existing gyp stacks, and he expressed concern that the additional millions of tons of solid and liquid waste might cause those stacks to rupture, further threatening Florida's drinking water supply. The environmentalists at the meeting also questioned why it took the Florida Department of Environmental Protection and Mosaic nearly 3 weeks to inform the public of the disaster. For WGCU News, I'm Michael Hirsch in Sarasota.